home the most, that they don't have to put on this suit and tie.
Why? Why? I mean, Jay-Z and Timberlake just did a whole tour on it and made, I mean, come on, like, jump on the bandwagon. No, but really, I enjoy, you know, dressing up and trying to look half decent. Just because I wear this every day, if you're catching this, I wear this every day. So why not? And, you know, it's a little uncomfortable on the plane. I may unzip and unbuckle a few things on the way back. But either way, I'm still looking good. So, but yeah, I enjoy it. It's a time that I don't get to wear that much that often, and you know, other people have regular jobs who may have to wear a suit or a tie or business casual attire that we don't really wear that much and that often. And if I spent that much on a suit, and I'm damn sure I'm gonna wear that and get my money's worth. So
right, and 8 times ain't gonna kill you, right?
What's that?
8 times, 8 road games a year?
No, it's just, you know, 8 times that I get to look ridiculously good looking, and that's what I try to do. But the thing is, it's not an effort, is what I'm trying to get across to you guys. There's no effort.
Right, because you did mention that you are the prettiest 300-pound light-skinned guy.
That's a misquote. See, okay. This is what I'm talking about. I've never said pretty.
Okay.
All right? Best looking, most handsome.
Okay.
All right, no, but really, yeah, it's good, but then I get it when guys want to undress, but yeah, I understand. I came from a place where, you know, we were always in suits going to games, and we wore the suits on the way back, no questions asked, so I get it.
Okay, but outside the attire, the excitement level, obviously, you know, playing at home in front of the hometown crowd.
I'm very excited, very excited. We want all of you to come out and support us. We need it. We love it. Gets us excited, so please come out and support the Miami Dolphins of 2013. But it's always a fun experience to play at home, an excited, energetic stadium, and be in the first home game and playing a good opponent.
Talk about this litmus test, obviously, for the defense with that potent offense over there in Atlanta with Matt Ryan and the weapons that he had.
Comes down to the same things every week. If you're able to execute your game plan, and you know, you have an idea of what they're trying to do to you, and Execution, you know, and people were talking about, you know, playmakers, you know, in the first 2 weeks, and you can't have playmakers if everybody's not doing their job. So no matter how much you want to single out guys, it still comes back to a team effort.
What does it mean for a team when you guys have no MEs, no penalties at all in our games, cleanest game you've ever been a part of that you can remember?
Hold on, we did?
No penalties.
Yeah, we had no penalties, but I mean, there's mental errors, you know, and missed assignments all the time. So we just got to keep taking those back, and as long as we take those back and no penalties is one step towards that. And it's when we're playing the team that was the least penalized last year. So when it comes down to, you know, cutting down mistakes, this is a huge game for that. You know, where mistakes and opportunities, you don't want to create opportunities for another team, and this is a team that obviously doesn't do that themselves. So
although the next man will have to step up, just talk about, you know, missing Paul and
I don't know what's the status on Paul.
If he can't play,
I'm not sure what the status is on him. But if I'm unaware of the status, then I'm not gonna speak on Paul's behalf. So,
hey, you got a guy who's gonna break a record here for most consecutive games played. John Denny, 130.
Is he?
130 in a row.
Good for Denny. Good for Denny. That's a beautiful thing. Well, you know, what I'm gonna do when I have my first son is I'm gonna teach him how to long snap. I'm going to teach him how to long snap, throw a baseball, and shoot a jumper, and his golf swing as well, because his neck shouldn't feel like this. No, I'm joking. I'm joking. No, but really, it's that's a wonderful feat. That's a wonderful feat, and you know, to a guy that to a great guy as well as you know, who's been able to do his job and come to work prepared every day and limit his mistakes. Talk about limiting mistakes. That's a guy right there that has, you know, really defined his role and done a great job in the NFL and on this team.
You know who he passes?
I don't.
Jason Taylor.
Does he?
130 for JT.
Greatness does prevail. And
he did have all those fake when he would act like he was hurt. Remember? And he would come off for a couple plays.
Don't remember that. Was that before my time?
Well, I don't know, man.
Was that before I was born? Yeah, but anyways, no, it, you know, I'm, I didn't know
for
that.
For a guy
but
like that to have 130, you know, I mean, Jason to have 130 in a row. That's
That's a big feat as well. But the focus here is on John Denny, all right? And John's doing an awesome job, and he's, you know, representing us as players, as, you know, the guy that's a rep, the team rep, and to be able to go out there and, you know, do his job consistently is, you know, he deserves all the accolades in the world.